Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 55. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. Overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tong. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has shifted trout season, and Cary Park Pond in Hutchinson will be open to fishermen this December. A Facebook post from the city of Hutchinson says that between December 1st to March 31st, Cary Pond will be open for trout fishing. A Kansas fishing license and a trout permit are required. For more information, visit the KDWP website at ksoutdoors.com. Two people were injured in an accident just before 4 p.m. Thursday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2019 Chevy Express driven by Ryan A. Coon, 27 of Colby, was eastbound on U.S. 24, 3 miles east of Kansas 25. The van rear-ended a 2008 Ford Ranger driven by Taylan R. Wark, 15 of Colby, who was turning into a private drive. Coon was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
An exciting era of Shunker basketball has arrived with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena while you enjoy the new game day improvements, including the fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Support the Shunkers. Visit GoShunkers.com to view team schedules and purchase your tickets today or call 316-978-FANS.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
The Kansas Department of Commerce announced 15 Kansas communities would receive their share of $2 million from the Community Development Block Grant COVID Resiliency Competitive Grant Program. This program was funded via the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act. The grants support a wide range of projects, including technology and infrastructure upgrades, professional development, and other initiatives aimed at preventing future closures due to public health crises. The cities include Baldwin City, Holton, Horton, McPherson, Smith Center, Waukini, and the City of Columbus. Counties include Cloud, Graham, Lincoln, Mitchell, Rollins, Rooks, Smith, and Sumner counties. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced on Thursday that she has formed the Kansas Water Subcabinet. The subcabinet will provide an efficient and practical internal forum to discuss water-related data and policy and help strengthen state government initiatives on emerging and long-term water issues. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tong. A St. Paul man will be sentenced in January for a fatal car crash in which a man and an unborn child were killed. Gary Williams, 63, stands convicted of DUI motor vehicle homicide and motor vehicle homicide of an unborn child. He was arrested after a two-car crash April 6th on Highway 281 and White Cloud Road, which is about 2 miles north of Grand Island. Hall County court records did show that Williams pleaded no contest on Thursday and was convicted of the two motor vehicle homicide charges. Officers with the North Platte Police Department were called to the 900 block of South Taft on Wednesday around 3:50 after receiving the report of an assault. The victim told officers they were attempting to move out of 60-year-old Jahi Dumasani's home. Dumasani accused the victim of trying to steal from him and threatened to chop off their head. Dumasani was taken to the Lincoln County Detention Center. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Veterans Day will be observed Friday as a federal holiday. Veterans Day is always November 11th. Because that date falls on a Saturday this year, the federal holiday will be observed Friday. A number of city, county, state, and federal offices will be closed in observance of Veterans Day. Blue Rapids Community has activities planned Saturday with a free will lunch beginning 11 a.m. at the community center. Parade scheduled at 1. All vets encouraged to participate and should line up at 12:30 on the square. They may ride in golf carts, and children are encouraged to ride bikes, and people may also participate with pets. Kansas State High School Activities Association will provide complimentary admission to all sectional championship football games Friday. Active military veterans and one guest invited to watch the Kansas student athletes participate in playoff football at no charge. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Wednesday morning. A semi-truck driven by 51-year-old Jeffrey Davis of Topeka overturned after leaving U.S. 36 west of 19th Terrace, striking a post and a field drive. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville with minor injuries. Marysville Advocate publishers Sharon and Sarah Kessinger were recently inducted into the Kansas Newspaper Hall of Fame, joining the late Howard Kessinger, who was inducted as well in 2006. Howard and wife Sharon bought the Advocate in 1975, and daughter Sarah returned to Marysville and took over operations some years ago. The mother-daughter duo are among 34 inducted this year, and also among 7 women of the 142 total. They commented on the honor.
I've learned so much and have enjoyed such a wonderful relationship with so many people because of what journalism allows you to do, and in meeting people daily, new people, covering new topics, and just broadening your horizon every day.
I'm just happy to have been in a great community that accepted us and nurtured us and taught us a lot of things.
Sarah and Sharon Kessinger will be guests on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Landall Company founder Don Landall was among 5 individuals inducted into the initial Hall of Fame class recognized by Farm Equipment Magazine as a Shortline Legends Manufacturer. The presentation was made at the annual Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association and Equipment Marketing Distribution Joint Convention in Kansas City. An Omaha native with Marysville ties is among 3 that will be inducted into the Nebraska Baseball Hall of Fame. Brian Dunsing is the son of Kent and Sherry Dunsing, former Marysville residents, and his grandson of Arlene Dunsing and Lauren and Barb Roloff of Marysville. With Christmas approaching, Operation Christmas Child will again conduct a contribution drive next week. Larry Dutch talks more about the effort.
Operation Christmas Child provides shoeboxes filled with small toys, hygiene items, and school supplies as a means of reaching out to children. And each shoebox is a gift with a child who may have never have received a gift in their life. In Marshall County, there's a drop-off location in Waterville, Kansas, at the United Methodist Church down there. In Washington, Kansas, there's a drop-off location there at the Washington Christian Church. There's a drop-off location at the church in Sebessa. The Northridge Church If people don't have the opportunity to get a shoebox, they can go online, type into their search engine, build a shoebox online, and it would cost $25 for that, and that covers the shipping and everything.
Samantha A. Ekstrom, 8-year-old daughter of Matthew and Brittany Ekstrom of Vermillion, passed away November 1st at the Children's Hospital in Kansas City. Funeral service Saturday 10:30 at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Salem Lutheran Cemetery south of Axtell. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Samantha Ekstrom. Keith W. Weir, age 72, of Wymore, passed away November 7. Funeral service Tuesday 10:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home. Burial in the Blue Spring Cemetery. Visitation Monday 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Keith Weir.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures, seasonably cool here for this afternoon. Under the influence of a high pressure system, we'll see abundant sunshine across the region. For this afternoon, expecting highs to reach the middle 50s. Then for tonight, gradually increasing cloud cover, and the clouds will stick with us into the day on Saturday as a warm frontal boundary looks to work up from the southwest. High temperatures still in the 50s there for your Saturday, and then as skies clear out completely on Sunday, and we have more of a south-to-southwest wind, some milder air back into the region, Sunday's highs up closer to the mid-60s. That stretch of sunny and mild weather continues, at least through the early part of the next work week. For Monday, mid-60s for highs. For Tuesday, middle to upper 60s, and upper 60s possibly as high as 70 by Wednesday and right into your Thursday as well. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-November 57, record high on this date 81. The average low 34 and the record low 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:05, sunset this evening at 5:18.
Fresh, canned, or frozen. If that is your produce predicament, we have some help on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 10th, the 314th day of the year. Actress Mackenzie Phillips was born on this day, and in 1969, Sesame Street debuted on PBS TV. For taste, texture, and nutrients, nothing beats vegetables fresh from the garden. But what's the best option during the winter months? Surprisingly, frozen or canned varieties often come out ahead when compared to out-of-the-season produce at the supermarket. Here's why. Canned or frozen fruits and vegetables are usually processed within hours of being picked. Their so-called fresh counterparts often spend weeks in transport and on the shelf, losing nutrients all the while. But here's an important caveat. Packaged produce sometimes has added sodium, fat, or sugar. So keep an eye on those ingredients labels. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
The Valley Heights Drama Club presents their fall musical, Yearbook Reflections, this Saturday and Sunday at the Waterville Opera House. Show times are Saturday at 2 p.m. with a second showing at 7 p.m., while Sunday's performance will be a matinee at 2 p.m. A blend of humor, compassion, and willpower. Take a trip down memory lane with Valley Heights Drama Club's fall musical, Yearbook Reflections. Show times on Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. and a Sunday showing at 2 p.m. Performances at the Waterville Opera House with a free will donation.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialist puts you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Kenny Poto's 16 points helped Wichita State defeat Western Kentucky last night, 71-61 at Charles Koch Arena. Poto also contributed 11 rebounds for the Shockers, who are now 2-0. Xavier Bell scored 14 points. Harlan Beverly added 13 points. Kansas State is right in the middle of a logjam with five teams with 4-2 conference records and trails Texas and Oklahoma State by a game in the Big 12 football standings. This coming Saturday, K-State will host Baylor for a 2 p.m. kickoff. That game will be on ESPN+. And Kansas is right smack dab in the middle of other teams with 4-2 conference records right behind Texas and Oklahoma State. Kansas does host Texas Tech Saturday morning, 11 a.m. That game will be broadcast on Fox Sports 1. Texas Tech does enter the contest at 4-5, 3-3 in the conference. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell. Burwell Construction.
For the third time this season, the Turnpike Tussle has appeared on the calendar, and this time number 4 Emporia State gets the upper hand, defeating number 1 Washburn 3-2 in the MIAA Soccer Tournament semifinals. Number 4 Emporia State will now take on number 2 Central Missouri for the second straight season in the MIAA Tournament Championship on Saturday at 8 o'clock. This is Emporia State's third straight championship match as well. The Big 12 is expanding its reach into different time zones and into different sports. The conference is adding beach volleyball and women's lacrosse, it announced on Thursday. Both sports will begin competing in the Big 12 in the 24-25 season. The Big 12 lineup in beach volleyball will include Arizona, Arizona State, TCU, and Utah. Big 12 women's lacrosse will include Arizona State, Colorado, and Cincinnati. This is Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Trace Tall.
K-State fans, $2 day at women's basketball is Sunday, November 19th, when we take on Big Ten foe Wisconsin. General admission tickets are only $2 to this matchup when you purchase in advance. Order yours now and make sure to stop by the concession stand for $2 select concessions while supplies last. Secure your $2 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
on our KNDY Friday night featured game of the week. The 8-2 Valley Heights Mustangs host the 8-2 Medicine Lodge Indians in sectional action. With only eight teams remaining vying for a state title, head coach Cody Trimble says his team is battle-tested and ready.
We've seen just about everything on defense that we're going to see this year. I think no matter what they do, we'll find answers some way, somehow.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. on KNUI FM 95.5 in the mobile app and online.
Friday Night Football in our broadcast feature, a 6 o'clock kick for Valley Heights hosting Medicine Lodge live on FM 95.5. Axtell is home to Osborne. We'll have a 7 o'clock kick on our sister station out of Glen Elder, available online on the Sunflower State Radio Network. Hanover plays host to Frankfort Friday evening. College basketball action Friday, Kansas State, 6 p.m. pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30. We'll join that in progress following high school football on FM 95.5.
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
Lob to the end zone. It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's got to win it.
Weave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks throw down with Texas Tech and Lawrence. Our coverage begins at 9:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
Your home for today's country and Jayhawk football. Today's country. 95.5 KNDY.
On our KNDY Friday night featured game of the week, the 8-2 Valley Heights Mustangs host the 8-2 Medicine Lodge Indians in sectional action. With only eight teams remaining vying for a state title, head coach Cody Trimble says his team is battle-tested and ready.
We've seen just about everything on defense that we're going to see this year. I think no matter what they do, we'll find answers some way, somehow.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. on KNUI FM 95.5 in the mobile app and online.
College football Saturday, Kansas pregame at 10:30 on FM 95.5. Kansas State pregame at noon on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Many gardeners are creating natural spaces or gardens of wildflowers. Whether you live in a warm or cold climate, fall is a great time to plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fall planting in warmer climates takes advantage of the often cooler and moister growing conditions. Nature provides the water, and the plants have a chance to get started before the extreme heat of late spring and summer. Those in the north with shorter growing seasons can get a jump start on the next growing season. Wait for the soil temperatures to drop below 45 degrees. You want to make sure once the seed is planted, it won't sprout until next spring. Whether you plant in spring or fall, grow cultivated or native plants, weed control and soil preparation is always important. Follow planting directions on the label and your efforts will be rewarded with beautiful flowers and grasses. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
An evening with Acoustic Eidolon will be featured at the Memorial Presbyterian Church this Friday, 7 until 9 p.m. Husband and wife Joe and Hannah Scott return to Marysville with their unique cello and guitar music. Original compositions, this concert is free and open to the public Friday evening at 7, Memorial Presbyterian Church, Marysville.
Everyone knows the Pentagon is in Washington, but did you know the city is also home to an octagon? It may not be as big, but it does have more sides, and it has a very interesting story. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Ray Reinhardt shares the story of one of the oldest homes in Washington, D.C.
It was built by one of the richest couples in the colonies, the Taylor family. They wanted to have a winter house in the capital, which they thought was originally going to be Philadelphia.
Of course, Washington became the capital instead. The Taylors wanted to make a big splash in the new city. They hired Dr. William Thornton, designer of the Capitol, to plan their home.
I think he had budgeted something along the line of $10,000, which doesn't sound like much, but in those days it really was a lot of money. It ended up costing approximately three times what he had planned.
The Taylors had slaves who helped run the house and acreage. They lived on the lowest floor of the eight-sided home, today known as the Octagon House.
When I say that the slaves and servants worked for the most part in the basement, you're going to think, oh, a dank, dark space. But it's not. The ceilings are at least 10 feet tall. There are windows everywhere, and there's lots of light.
That leads people to ask, why was it so nice downstairs?
It's because Thornton, the architect, was anti-slavery. He was not going to design a space that would be dehumanizing. Still don't want to be a slave, but this was his way through design of making a statement.
Thornton became an important figure in saving buildings in the city when the British came to burn them during the War of 1812. More of his story next time as we travel the countryside to Washington, D.C. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction for Dennis and Ruth Kroc Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. A half mile north of the U.S. 3677 West Junction at Marysville. Appliances include a washer and dryer, French door refrigerator with bottom double freezer and water dispenser, flat top range 2 years old, older refrigerator, antique furniture including an oak buffet with mirror, knee-hole desk with chair and matching chest of drawers, oak five-drawer dresser, a parlor stove. Modern furniture includes curio cabinets, divan and matching love seat, dinette set. They'll sell collectibles, plus a tractor, riding lawnmowers, truck, log splitter, and tools sell at noon, and include a Ford 1210 diesel with cab, 4-foot blade, 42-inch tiller, white riding lawnmower, Pullen Pro riding lawnmower, Briggs & Stratton 5,000-watt portable generator, Blue Ox bumper hitch and stabilizer, heat source outdoor wood-burning boiler, and other miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Dennis and Ruth Kroc, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m., half mile north of the U.S. 3677 junction west of Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Human athletes can have problems with joint and muscle pain, and so do athletic horses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you push your horse to the limits, watch out for hock lameness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's such a shame when a beautiful athletic horse is affected by hock lameness in his hind legs and then he can't run or jump anymore. This is a common malady in performance horses that push from their hind end, stressing the hock joints. Doug Novick specializes in horse veterinary care. He says the condition starts out with inflammation, then progresses to arthritis. The horse can end up with a joint fused together. Novick says you can prevent hock lameness by watching for subtle signs.
Jumping horses will sometimes either refuse refuse to jump or even more subtly start jumping off to one side or the other. Occasionally you'll see back pain. Another common thing I hear is a horse starts out stiff and then warms up, so it takes a while to get them going where they used to just come out and be free-flowing. Horses won't go down hills, or when they go down hills, they start walking sideways.
If you notice your horse displaying any of these symptoms, there is a variation of treatment.
It can be anything from simply giving the horse rest and or giving the horse some pain medication. What I do very, very commonly is joint injections, putting medication directly into the hock joints that are affected, or you can try prophylactic treatment with systemic joint medications given either intravenously or intramuscularly.
The outcome might be better if there is only inflammation and not arthritis, and if it's early on in the disease, just one treatment might take care of it. However, most people continue to put the horse through the activity that caused the inflammation, so the horse will likely need periodic treatment. Learn more about hock lameness at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Haxtell Knights of Columbus will host their annual all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp, smoked pork chop, and frog legs dinner Saturday, November 11th, serving 5 until 8:30 p.m. at the Haxtell American Legion Community Building. Adult tickets are $20, children $10 at the door. All proceeds benefit various charities. Carryout service and supplies available. All you can eat, boiled shrimp, smoked pork chop, and frog legs, Saturday, November 11th, 5 to 8:30 at the Axta Legion Community Building.
We will hear the trumpet song.
Marysville Sons of the American Legion will host an all-you-can-eat buffet this Sunday, featuring fried chicken, liver and onions, ham, and all the trimmings. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Marysville. $13 for adults, $5 children under 10. Serving Sunday, 11 to 1:30 at the Marysville American Legion.
Support a small business and win big this shopping season with Marysville's first Pink Friday shopping spree. From now until the 17th, spend $25 or more at participating Marysville Chamber businesses and you're entered to win $500 in Chamber Bucks. Spend $25, win $500, that easy. Drawing at 6 p.m. November 17th in downtown Marysville. Must be present to win. But shop now because every $25 that you spend until November 17th gives you another chance to win $500 in Chamber Bucks. Support small business first this holiday season with Marysville Chamber and Main Street and Marysville Convention and Tourism.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Today, we'll meet the guy who heads the state ag department in Ohio on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Brian Baldridge is a seventh-generation Ohio farmer, a former state legislator and county commissioner, and as of last February, he's the director of the state's Department of Agriculture.
I speak with ag groups all across our state, our nation, and say, you know, sometimes in the ag community, we don't take advantage of an opportunity to tell a good story of the things that we are doing as far as practices, providing food for citizens, providing a product in the ag community, knowing what we do. And sometimes we'll tell that story amongst ourselves, but sometimes that story gets lost as a lot of folks go back to the farms and jump on a tractor and go to work. I think that we in the ag community need to tell that good story of what we're doing and how we're providing food for our state and nation and world. And that's probably our weakness. We just don't tell that enough.
Baldridge says the environment is a focus for Ohio farmers.
Right now, without a doubt, our top priority is H2 Ohio, which is a water quality program. It's an incentive program that was set up in the legislature. We look at the issue of nutrients, the issue of water quality. You know, as the ag community, our goal is to put just enough nutrient on to raise a great crop. And as we harvest that crop, is to remove that nutrient off with the crop and making sure that we don't have nutrient runoff in our waterways.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a land auction, 388 acres, more or less, in Logan Township, north of Herkimer, selling for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust. Friday, November 17th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. Sold in three tracts. Tract 1 is 154 acres, more or less, 106 acres, cropland. Farm is terraced, then in a milo and bean crop rotation. 41 acres, grassland, mostly hay. 6 acres waterways with an older farmstead on 5+ acres. Tract 2 is 155 acres, more or less, 85 acres cropland, planted, bean and milo rotation, 71 acres, mostly grassland, consists of hay ground, a watershed pond and easement, waterways and an older farmstead along 6th Road. Tract 3 in Logan Township, 77 acres, more or less, 21 acres planted crop this season. Farm's been in a bean and milo crop rotation with 56 acres grassland with hay ground, timber, and watershed easement. These tracts north of Herkimer and Logan Township will sell at auction Friday, November 17th, 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the cattle market has been slowing down, especially going into the fourth quarter of 2023, as the program Agriculture Today from Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office sat down with Iowa State agricultural economist Lee Schultz, talking about the latest cattle market updates and cash cattle.
You know, when we look at the cash market last week, it was pretty standstill. You could really say it was kind of a replay of the previous week. I think, you know, we were trading in that 183 to 186. We did see some bids at the 185 range, and really we didn't see a whole lot of cash trade last week. That was a bit reflected when we look at slaughter numbers for the week. Certainly we're lower than the prior year, but also slower than the prior week. So I think just a little bit of slowness in cattle trade overall last week. What I do expect this coming week, I think, is a more supportive Fed cattle market, especially when we look at cash. Futures were up every day last week except for Friday. Does kind of, I think, support a bit of a momentum maybe in a bit of a stronger market. Knowing that fourth quarter supplies are tight, I think should help kind of be supportive of overall cash prices. Also, feeder cattle, I think we did see quite a bit of strength there. Again, futures were up every day last week except for Friday. There's been really good demand for calves. I think we're starting to see some of those calves with the colder weather being weaned, and we should start to see some of that movement here in the next couple of weeks. And really entering a market where there's rather strong demand. I'll add on to that, you know, we've seen a little bit of reprieve in corn prices. You know, last week they were down roughly, two to three cents. So overall, I think supportive for cattle feeding. And I think, again, maybe after fundamentals are, I think, pointing back upwards. And so I think we're kind of getting into a fourth quarter where we're getting a bit of momentum here.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation, from planting to harvesting and everything in between.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer six different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
As temperatures fall, the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning goes up on the farm. Know what the symptoms are and how to keep everyone safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Doors and windows are usually shut when you're out in the shop or machine shed during cold weather. Without proper ventilation, there's a risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. The most common source is running tractors or vehicles inside. Gas-fired heaters and other equipment fueled by gas or oil can also lead to unsafe levels of exposure. Renee Anthony is the director of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. She says even grain bins can harbor the colorless, odorless gas.
We had a fatality a few years back where there was some overheating during removal of, I think it was corn, and they had a small fire. They put some water into the bin, but it continued to smolder. So a smoldering fire is going to create carbon monoxide, and if it's in a contained space, there's no way to get that carbon monoxide out, so it tends to build up over time.
The initial symptoms of carbon monoxide exposure will make you feel like you're getting the flu.
So you get a little tired, a little headache, maybe a little lightheaded. As it progresses, as the concentration maybe increases and your level of carbon monoxide increases in your hemoglobin, then you can start really feeling dizzy. It may cause some feelings of nausea, and at some point, it may impair your ability to think straight.
You can avoid the danger with carbon monoxide detectors. Anthony says the best ones have a battery backup and display the concentration levels. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about carbon monoxide risks for farmers at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Friday today, final trading day of the week, and we're seeing things still kind of mixed on the board right now, but mostly lower still. Soybeans are lingering in the positive. Everything else in the grain market's mostly down right now. We'll see how we close just a little bit later. December corn has been steady on the board, with December corn down 4 cents at 464 even a bushel. March corn down by 3.5 cents at 479 and a quarter of a cent. Kansas City wheat, December's down 5.5 cents at 641 and three quarters. March Casey wheat down 6 pennies at 652 and a quarter. Oats market does see some green here right now. December oats are up 10.5 cents at 343.5. March oats up 9.5 at 362 even. Looking at the bean market right now, November soybeans are in the green 5.25 to 1333 even. January soybeans are up 0.5 cent at 1344 even. We do have some red in the later futures after that. Soybean meal for December down 220 at 447.70, with the January down 330 at 432.90. Soybean oil is still slightly higher. December's up 91 cents at 51.36, with the January up 78 cents at 50.55. In the canola market, January is up $15.10 right now. Some decent gains at 702.20. November is still off the board at 668.30. And the cotton market is up by 88 cents for the December at 77.40. Looking at your U.S. dollar index today, we are seeing mostly lower here. December index is down 5 pennies at 105.71. March index down 4 cents at 105.35. The euro is up almost a penny right now at 106. Japanese yen at 66 cents. And the British pound at 122. We have 30-year bonds for December slightly higher at 113.10, and the 10-year notes are down at 107.14. Stock markets still mostly higher, with the Dow Jones gaining 292 points at 34,184. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Kansas State University and the University of Georgia are working together to address crop needs in Madagascar. Matt Bescom, Director of Engagement and Leadership for K-State's Global Collaboration on Sorghum and Millet, explains this project and what they plan to accomplish. He first describes why this project is taking place.
Madagascar is a very interesting context. They have had a lot of climate change, and there's a need for other types of cereal grains that adapt better to some of the extremes that they're experiencing. So the maize or corn belts are areas that are under threat. And so we were asked by the U.S. Embassy to come in and do an assessment on a sorghum value chain approach in Madagascar to enhance the production of sorghum. But in Madagascar also, there's large companies on the feed side who need to kind of replace corn with sorghum because of that drought issue and higher prices for maize. And so we're looking at how to respond to that.
He discusses how they extended their international trip to learn more about sorghum.
Once we finished up our 1 week in Madagascar, we then took a team of 8 Malagasy team members up to Ethiopia. Ethiopia is the genomic center of origin for much of the sorghum that we grow here and around the world. So Ethiopia is all things sorghum, and they're in their production cycle there. So we went up for about a week, and we were at several very large research stations, seed multiplication sites. We had an excellent exchange, had 3 master's level students with us as well, and just an excellent exchange on all things sorghum and trying to get them set for this adaptation trial that we'll be doing in 6 sites in Madagascar.
Bascom says what different aspects they are supporting to better sorghum in Madagascar.
We call it translational research that transforms lives. We're always looking for leveraging the highest level of science and technology, but really to make an impact in a smallholder farmer's life, as well as large mechanized operations, so that the entire situation in terms of nutrition at a household level, and then into that food product side, feed products for dairy and beef, and even the policy side, we're working quite closely with the Minister of Agriculture in terms of the type of taxation laws that we feel need to be addressed. It's a whole approach, but with that, we want to lift the whole value chain for the betterment of everybody.
That was Nat Bascom, Director of Engagement and Leadership for K-State's Global Collaboration on Sorghum and Millet, on what they will be doing for their next 2 years. For information on sorghum millet in this project, visit www.globalsorghumandmillet.com. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.